When you study Scripture, you find many examples of believers who dared to trust God so completely that they lived courageously. They dared to be faithful to God and live boldly for Him. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church. Welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for joining us as we examine some of the most faithful and courageous heroes of Scripture. We hope this study challenges you to live boldly for Christ today.
Welcome to Day 36 of Dare to Be. Today's devotion is titled, Favored and Faithful. Someone once said, when the favor of God is on your life, your enemies can't stop you from being blessed. Our text for today is from Daniel chapter 6, verses 1 through 5. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 satraps, to be throughout the whole kingdom, and over them three high officials, of whom Daniel was one, to whom these satraps should give account, so that the king might suffer no loss. Then this Daniel became distinguished above all the other high officials and satraps, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king planned to set him over the whole kingdom. Then the high officials and the satraps sought to find a ground for complaint against Daniel with regard to the kingdom, but they could find no ground for complaint or any fault, because he was faithful, and no error or fault was found in him. Then these men said, "We shall not find any ground for complaint against this Daniel unless we find it in connection with the law of his God." Daniel was taken into captivity in Babylon as a teenager and remained there until he was over 80 years old. However, through all those years of captivity, he was a leading officer in three kingdoms. God's favor was on Daniel's life throughout his confinement. Even though Daniel was in a foreign land under pagan kings, he remained faithful to God. Daniel witnessed the cruelty of King Nebuchadnezzar. That's in Daniel chapter 5, verse 19. He also saw Belshazzar establish himself against the Lord of heaven in Daniel chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. Daniel had a front row seat as God dealt with Darius the Mede and Cyrus the Persian. David Jeremiah writes, "Daniel was the man behind the scenes watching God at work in the halls of the leaders of nations. During all the troubles of the nation, from the king's insanity to the murder of his successors, the whirling intrigues, the plots and persecutions, Daniel stood like an iron pillar in a hurricane, because the sovereign God of the universe was also the sovereign God of his life." M. R. DeHaan helps set up the scene for Daniel chapter 6. The kingdom of Babylon had fallen. Darius, the king of the Medes, had taken over the kingdom, and in order that it might be a stable kingdom, he had organized it in a very thorough way. We are rather surprised that Daniel, who had been taken as a slave in the captivity of Judah, should have been given this high place of honor and distinction in the kingdom of the Medes, in the kingdom of Darius. Yet, we find Daniel as the chief president, ruling over the dominion under the king. As such, he soon became the object of the jealousy of the others who sought his exalted position, and they began to lay traps for him. Scripture states that Daniel's accusers could find no fault with him. This is a powerful testimony of Daniel's faithful life to God. Jealous high officials searched for something to bring against Daniel, but could find nothing except his devotion to God. They knew that Daniel obeyed God's law faithfully, and that is all they found that they could use against him. Notice the reason that Daniel was distinguished above all the other high officials, as it says in verse 3. Scripture also states in verse 3, because an excellent spirit was in him. Paul House explains, this phrase could simply mean that Daniel had high character. It could also mean that, as in chapter 4, verse 8, chapter 4, verse 18, and chapter 5, verse 12, he had the empowerment of God to perform the tasks of the office. If so, he had God's Spirit within to guide him in his everyday work. The Holy Spirit does not wait until the New Testament to gift workers with his presence, aid, and direction. Given God's help, not even his opponents could find any error or fault in him related to how he did his work. You can check out chapter 6, verse 4. When the Spirit of God is within you, God's favor will be upon you. As you remain faithful, God will empower you. When that occurs, it will be evident to those around you that God is working in and through your life. Some questions to consider. How are you encouraged by Daniel's faithfulness to serve God even during a lengthy captivity? In what ways can people see God's favor in your life? In what ways can others see your faithfulness to God? And finally, how is God's favor connected to Daniel's faithfulness and vice versa? Have a great day. Thanks for joining us.